You know, the funny thing about me is I was always confident when I was overweight, so I never really saw it as a problem.
Ron Allison from Springfield, Ohio, began putting on weight in high school.
Ended up getting really heavy, somewhere in the high 200 mark. Didn't realize I was a depression eater, or just as any coping mechanism, I would eat.
5 years ago, after his father's death, his emotional eating got out of control, and he eventually tipped the scale at 321 pounds.
I said, this is silly. If I could keep from putting my family, my wife, my kids through that, then I was going to. So it was at that point that I decided I was going to do something.
His goal was to lose 100 pounds in 2014.
And I started that by eating halfway decent and then exercising. And exercising started with just walking. And that progression of walking to walking up hills to start to jog, it was horrible. I mean, the only time I used to run before would be to run after a food truck, probably. At some point, it clicked and I fell in love with it.
Before long, he was training for a marathon and he was hooked.
The person that handed me my medal said, congratulations, you're a marathon runner. That's when I broke down because it took me a while to even consider myself a runner.
And his incredible weight loss journey didn't end there.
So at my heaviest, I was 321 pounds. I'm currently 159. So I literally have just lost about half my weight.
His younger brother is in the Marine Corps Reserve. So Ron is running the Marine Corps Marathon this year.
I'm extremely happier and healthier. And I don't work out every day. You know, right now my training is a 3-day training, but I'm active throughout the day.
His message to others who are struggling with weight loss.
Just start. I tell people that all the time. You know, if you're eating bad right now, just start eating better. If you're not active, just start walking. I think your body will naturally take you there.
Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.